Message number 933. Once the heavens and earth become one, there will be no purgatory. Saturday, October 12, 2013 at 17:10. My dearly beloved daughter, my throne will be placed upon the renewed earth, and soon all will live in peace and harmony in accordance with the will of my Father. The world will become as it was in the beginning, and no discord will be felt. All of God's children who are chosen to join with the angels and saints will live a perfect existence. But know this: those who do not accept the reality of a new paradise when they have been given every chance to decide which path they wish to choose will not be given a second chance. Once the heavens and earth become one, there will be no purgatory. The only path souls will take who refuse to accept my mercy when it is handed to them freely will be the one which leads to hell. Many will be so stubborn because they rely almost completely on intellectual reasoning that they will unwittingly choose to spend eternity in the fires of hell. Those who do not believe in God or accept the truth do not believe in the existence of Satan. He, the deceiver, will cloud their minds with lies so as to entice them into the chambers of torture. Once there, because of his hatred of man, he will make them suffer non-stop for eternity. I cannot help these souls then. How I weep with bitter sorrow for the souls of the arrogant, the ignorant, and those with hardened hearts. They are so stuffed with pride that will never see me because they can't. It is not possible for a person to see me or to be filled with my true word if they are stricken with the sin of pride. Those of you on the other hand who know me but who accept me on your own terms, you too distance yourselves from me. Why do you say you know me and then twist what I told you about following me? How can you call yourself a Christian and be prepared to accept false theology and lies which are twisted to suit your own lifestyles? Who are you if you do not follow me and accept the full truth of my teachings? You are a traitor. You betray me. When you betray me once, you will be tempted to do it again and again until finally you will no longer be a Christian in my eyes. I must call on all those who believe in my word and ask you, when have I ever condoned sin? I forgive sin, but I never condone it. If you believe that I condone sin, then you justify sin. You will suffer for the error of your ways, and you are no better than those who betrayed me, mocked me, laughed at me, and crucified me. Remember, I taught you the truth. Nothing but the truth will bring you to accept the salvation I now come to bring to the world at this, the final stage of my covenant to save humanity. Never forget that I am the truth. Only the truth comes from me. Your Jesus.